What's going on, everybody? Nate Bailey, LT, leader of the Legacy Lifestyle, coming at you today. It is Friday, and I had a little date night with my wife last night, and I am ashamed to say that that does not happen on a more regular basis. And so that's kind of our topic of discussion tonight. In order to leave this legacy, we need to lead the legacy lifestyle. And that includes making sure that we have the balance in our relationships so that we are able to do that in all the other areas of our lives. If things are not good or right at home, then we're going to be a mess in the rest of our life as well. And for some reason, when we get married and we get through that honeymoon phase, life starts to happen. You start to have children, and the children start to become more of a priority than the relationship that you have with your wife or your husband. And unfortunately, for the most part, a lot of us are okay with that, and we allow it to happen. Losing that focus with our wife or our significant other, when in all reality, that relationship needs to come first. I'm going to be with my wife for the rest of my life. My kids are going to live in my home, hopefully, for 18 years before they move on and start their own path and start their own journey in life. And so, if I don't cherish and take care of and nurture the relationship that I have with my wife constantly and consistently on a weekly, daily basis, there's a very good chance that that is going to end in divorce. And then I'll go and do it all over again with somebody else. And that's not what I want. And unfortunately, I've been close to divorce, having my marriage hang by its threads. And thankfully, I wasn't willing to give up. And at the same time, my wife wasn't willing to give up either. But I realized the importance of continuing to make time and connection for each other. Because it is easy, once you have children, to shift all of your focus onto the kids. When you have kids, if you've had kids, you know that it's an amazing thing, and you truly do love those little creatures more than you ever thought was possible. And so all your focus and time and energy goes on building up these little people into greater versions of ourselves. We have more dreams, hopes, and aspirations at times for our children than we do for ourselves, thinking that, you know, it's too late for us, but at least we can do is be these great, amazing parents and set our children up to have a greater life than ourselves. But it's not only important for us as husband and wife or man and woman or significant others to find that time and that connection, but it's also important that our kids see us modeling that, and that we do love each other, that we do care for each other, that we are treating our relationship with each other just as much and with just as much importance as we do with our children. They need to see that, because what they see on a daily basis, they pick up on. And if we're not treating myself, if I'm not treating my wife with the love and respect and care that she deserves, my son is going to go and do the same exact thing when he grows up and when he finds the woman of his life and goes on to get married and have kids and just repeat that cycle. So it's extremely important that I'm modeling an extremely great level of love and care and respect and responsibility to my wife so that my children can see that same thing. I have two daughters, and those daughters ultimately are going to go and marry someone that is a pretty close model to myself, and I realize that. And unfortunately, early on, when I look back, I realize that I could have done better, but I also realize that I have plenty of time to course correct and make sure that I don't make those same mistakes that I've made in the first few years of their lives. That there is still time for me to do a better job of being a father and a husband. And so when I say that I was on a date night and that it's important to date your wife, that you shouldn't stop doing those things once you get married and once you have kids, I really truly mean it, because our children are picking up on every single move that we make as an adult and as a couple. And if we don't treat our wives with the respect and the love that our marriage truly deserves in order to flourish and create this great example for our children, then they're going to go ahead and repeat the same things that they've seen all the years that they've grown up in our life. And once they truly do leave the nest and go out on their own, they're just going to go off of what they know. So think about this. Take a moment to see where you're at in your relationship and in your life. And things might not be going very well, and there might be some feelings that you have about your spouse that are not very healthy. And really need to truly consider what it is that you want. And if you truly do want that relationship to last, and you truly do want your wife or your husband back that you had when you married them, you need to start putting some time, some energy, and some focus into the relationship. I know it sounds kind of easy, but sometimes when we truly look at our actions and where we're at in life, we realize that we're not doing the work that we need to nourish the marriage that it is that you say that you want. So date your wife. Make it a priority. Be there for your wife. Be present with your wife. Give her the love and the caring and the kindness and the adoration that she deserves. Do the things that she asks you to do. Find out what her love languages are. And act. Do. Don't sit back and complain and hide and retreat and sedate and suppress. That is not going to get you what you want, and that is not going to show your children how to properly act and behave when they're set up and later on in their lives and trying to create a marriage that they want as well, or that you want for them. So I leave you with a few things. Number one, date your wife. Treat her like the queen that she is. And number two, take a look and evaluate where you are in your marriage and figure out how you can start to do simple things each and every day to get that marriage back to where it needs to be, or where you want it to be if it's not currently there. And if you are currently doing the things that you need to create this ultimate and epic marriage, just continue to be consistent and continue to keep it up. Because the moment you take your foot off the gas pedal is the moment that marriage can start to decay. So it's not good enough to have a great marriage and then to just let it coast, or think that you've put enough deposits in the bank to put it on cruise control. So take that evaluation, that assessment of where you're at and what you need to do, and start doing the work. Have a great weekend. Thank you.